Remember when you were starting your career or starting something fresh? Or maybe you're starting now and it was exciting and new and you were learning and growing. You also thought that the company and your manager would help you guide your career path. Well, how's that going? My name is Todd Doherty and I host a podcast called Manage Me. I have 30 years of client, product, and operations experience from startups to retail to Fortune 100 companies. Listen in as I share real-world stories of business and life with solutions you can use. I'll have occasional fantastic guests that will share their insights as well. Come join me and learn real-world guides on how to be the most successful you and manage you. That's Manage Me Podcast and managemepodcast@gmail.com. Hey, Todd Doherty here with the Manage Me podcast. And today I'd like to speak with you about what I call decades, how you progress through life and moments in time in decade periods where monumental decisions happen and things change. You know, I've been a student of others my whole entire career. Everything I talk about isn't really something I've developed or I've made up. It's things I've observed. Pieces and parts of people that I've learned and carried with me along the way. Good and bad, by the way. But let's talk about decades. And the first is when you're 13, right? And by the way, decades, right? These ages that I'm talking about, 13, 23, 33, 43, 53, 63, etc. They're not specific. It doesn't happen on a particular day, on your 13th birthday or something like that. But just in general, what I've observed through others and, by the way, through myself. So 13, you know, you're still in that awkward, unsure stage. You know, this is your preteen or teen or high school, you know, that period where you're still figuring out what group do you hang out with? Where do I fit in? What is something I want to focus on in life? What am I good at? And it's really awkward because you're not unsure. And not many people can help you because you have to figure it out yourself. You might find a really great coach in your life that helps you with that. But your parents aren't really sure, although they may be pushing you one direction or another. By the way, all your peers, your friends, the people you hang out with, the people you see, they're totally unsure, even though they may be acting like they do have it all figured out. And it's just a really awkward stage. And I hope someone hears this and just acknowledges that. Like, it's supposed to be awkward. You're supposed to be figuring it out. But a decade later, when you're 23, this is kind of your critical baseline. So Meg J actually talks about 30s is not the new 20s. And it's something really, I think it's a TED Talk, actually. You should go look at it. It's really good. Because it's really, I don't want to put pressure on people here in your 20s, because you, by the way, still don't have it all figured out. And, I'll kind of surprise the ending here. You never really have it all figured out. Most people are still, the vast majority of people are still trying to figure it out, no matter what age you are. But in your 20s, you know, 23, this critical baseline, this is, you know, you've got it mostly figured out. You've got a direction. I don't want to say figured out. Maybe the better part is a target and a direction. And this is your foundation for a life path. These are, you've decided on some things that you want to do and maybe not want to do, and people you want to be with and maybe not want to be with. And you start to go down some paths. And this is where I encourage a lot of 23-ish year olds to go take that risk, right? You know, you're maybe just graduating college, maybe around this age. And a lot of people get stressed out that, again, you have to have it all figured out. What job do I need? What's my career path? What's my earning potential? What am I going to do? I just got a degree in accounting. I hate accounting. What am I going to do? So it's highly stressful. But this is the time period where you should take a risk or two or three, you know, pick up and move across country. And join a startup or, you know, try something you've always wanted to try, because the best case is you're super successful and it works and you find something you love and you may not have if you just went out and got a job. The worst case is you completely fail. It doesn't work. It's not for you. You don't like it. Whatever. You're not good at it. It's not like you have, for most people, again, I'm talking in a lot in generalities here. It's not like you have a mortgage and kids and car payments and, you know, all these things you have to worry about to support, or, you know, you're going to let anyone down. That's not what happens. You learn, you redirect, and you move on. And so that's why I think 23 is that critical baseline period. And then 10 years later, you've got your 33. And this is that pivotal point personally where I find people start accepting who they are and what you want to do. And it can be very tumultuous because when you figure out who you are and who you want to be, not everybody else fits in that picture. And so you start to have the ability to say, I'm comfortable with who I am. This is who I am physically, mentally, socially, all that. And then you have to make some hard decisions about the other people in your life that are going to support that or not support that. And so that's why I call 33 the pivotal point of understanding and being comfortable with, maybe for the first time in your life, or starting to be comfortable with who you are. You've gone through that awkward stage when you're 13. You've gone through the critical baseline and learning stages in 23. And now you've learned. You've learned over, you know, 30 years. All right, this is who I am. This is who I want to be. This is who I am now and who I want to be later. It's a really powerful time in your life. 43, the next step, it's kind of, you know, mid-career, midlife. Again, these aren't, you know, written expectations where you have to be hitting these milestones, but this is sort of ish your midlife. A lot of people go through their quote unquote midlife crisis here, but you know, you've gotten to a point where you're comfortable with yourself. You've figured some things out. You know, this is kind of growth trajectory here. This is, you know, this is where you should be continuing to learn. As you're, by the way, you're learning in all these stages, but you've got your career path. You've got your family path. You've got all these paths that you're on. And I guess that's maybe what we should call this, is 43 is the path. You're on a path. And again, it's not all easy. It's not all figured out, but you've got a path. 53, you know, you start to think about your legacy, right? You start to think about, okay, I'm still in the workforce. I'm still, you know, still learning, but what's next? This is where it's kind of like the opposite of 23, right? Not to say at 53, you can't take risks. I would never say that. But 53, you're kind of thinking, all right, well, let's lock in some of this stuff. What's the next step? What do I need to be doing for retirement? What do I need to be doing for, you know, my career? This is actually a very scary part of your career because I'm not saying it's the end, but you know, you're sort of looked at mostly as that mentor, as that, you know, the knowledgeable person in your career. And, you know, that's why I say this is the legacy period. What are you giving back? How are you contributing to others? And because you've got, you know, half a century of knowledge. What are you sharing? What are you putting back out there? And it's a powerful time. 63. You know, I'm not here yet, so I don't know this period very well, but from what I've seen, what I've observed, what I've talked with people is, you know, this can be a scary time too, right? You start to, you know, health becomes a big part of what you do and what you need to focus on, and it becomes a pretty scary time. So as you close out your decades of experience, right? You've gone through 13 is the awkward stage, 23 is your critical baseline, 33 is your pivotal point, 43 is your midlife point, 53 is your legacy point, and 63 is that time period where you are still figuring things out. And I hope it's even a point where we are really helping, looking back at the 53, 43, 33, 23, and 13 decades and helping others through that. I think that is the job, maybe, of the 63 decade. I'll let you know when I get there. But one thing I want to make sure that you understand, I've talked about it a few times, of just being a student of others. You know what? This is important. What you should ask yourself is, what do I need to learn? What do I need to know? And how can I observe that? Who can I observe being a student of others? And then, you know, where can I read up on this? Right? There's tons of reading, YouTube, online content. If I've said this a number of times recently, I'm not even sure where the college degree is going, because you can learn anything online. If you really want to learn it, it's out there. So never stop learning. And then one other thing along the way of these decades is you're going to learn from others, and that's important, but you're going to learn good as well as bad. And you need to learn both of those from everyone. Learn the good, what positive things you can bring and learn, carry from others. But equally, you're going to learn the bad. You're going to learn bad managers. You're going to learn bad manners. You're going to learn all about people's reactions. And that is a critical learning point as well. You need to understand how to learn from those events and people and stop and pause and think about how you would carry that forward, because you learn from that. You learn how what not to do, or maybe a better way to handle something. So, you know, take that knowledge, the good and the bad from everyone, to build your own style, your own habits, your own attitude, your own culture, because it's the best way to learn, that being a student of others. Most of what you learn is actually from copying others. If you really step back and say, why do I do it that way? Why do I talk about things that way? Why do I say those things? You could probably trace it back to someone you learned it from, either directly, you know, in person, or you read it, or you saw it in a video or something. Most of what we carry with us has been picked up somewhere else in our life. So I hope that helped. I hope that the, you know, my thoughts around decades and how you learn through life. And by the way, one statistic that really jumped out at me is, you learn more in your first year of life than all of your years added together. That's a bit scary. As a parent, you know, that's a lot of pressure, that first year of educating my child. Now, a lot of it is also just, you know, motor skills and all that stuff. So that's part of that learning. But it really, when I read that, it really made me give pause and think about, well, but I want to learn through the rest of my life too. And that's what this is about, is learning. But being a student of learning and acknowledging where you are in your path and maybe what you should be learning or what could you be learning or why you should be looking at this learning curve. So I hope that helps. Great to talk with you, and look forward to talking with you more.
Want to thank you for listening today. Really appreciate you spending time with me. Hopefully you learned something. I want to remind you that I want to hear from you. So if you have a question or input, remember, go to managemegodaddysites.com or email me at managemepodcast@gmail.com. On the website, you'll be able to submit a voice recording, something that you want to hear, something that you want to have on an episode, and I want to hear from you. I want to hear about your topics, your guests, your input, your feedback. Hopefully good, but also bad. Talk to you soon.